Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo and beyond. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Everything's great, babe. How's it going with you?
I am thrilled. It's our last day of Below Deck Med. Not the last day. It's the season finale of Below Deck Med. I'm sure we have reunions coming up. But I'm excited because it means it's going to be the last time, hopefully, that I have to see Alex wave at the camera and go, bye-bye, friend zone. Oh, God, I can't stand that every time they play that.
Bye-bye, friend zone. That,
bye-bye, friend zone. We haven't really commented on it, but I feel like every single week they roll that clip, and I'm like, stop it. I don't care.
And he seems to still be firmly in the friend zone. Like,
I know.
I mean, I know that Bugsy's made out with him drunk a couple of times, but yeah. I think he's maybe a little more into it than Bugs.
I think so. And also, he lives in like Boston and she lives in South Africa. So there will be some issues geographically. I mean, they're basically in, it's like they are literally in opposite hemispheres, you know, like west, northwest versus southeast. Or anyway, the point is this.
It's a lovely day. I'm stupid and I'm not even going to argue with where they are. That I'm an ignorant person. I don't know where those places are. And I'm okay with that.
That's okay.
I know where HomeGoods is and where Whataburger is. Okay, that's my geographical knowledge in a nutshell.
That's all you need. So let's drop some more knowledge. Yesterday on a Potomac recap, we announced that we're going to be doing a limited series, limited 12 episode bonus series called Dwell Hello. That's going to live exclusively on Stitcher Premium, and we now have more information about it. Okay. So we're releasing Dwell Hello. It's a 12 episode bonus series on Stitcher Premium, and it's going to cover House Hunters, which we also sell already. House Hunters International. We're just recapping 12 episodes. We're basically choosing episodes that are available on Hulu, so that way it's easier for everyone to watch. So we're just going to have fun with that. And if you want to listen to the bonus series and to get access to our main episodes ad-free too, by the way, you can just go to StitcherPremium.com and sign up with the code CRAPPENS and you get a free month of Stitcher Premium. You'll get access to all 12 of these Dwell Hello episodes and they'll be ad-free. And additionally, your Watch What Crappens episodes will be ad-free too. I mean, who doesn't want that, right? So that's StitcherPremium.com, promo code CRAPPENS, and you get a free month of Stitcher Premium and you get to listen to Dwell Hello, okay?
Okay. So that's how you do it. So we'll talk to you next week on that show starting October 19th.
October 19th.
But today, everybody, it's not time for Dwell Hello. It's time for Dwell Goodbye.
Dwell Goodbye. Maritime Dwell Goodbye.
Yeah.
That's right.
Norma just couldn't pull it through for any more episodes, and we're done. We're done with the season.
Norma now, had a tough season.
I hope the show has learned to stop putting fucking couples on the show, okay? Stop it. You're not. Now it's watching three lame couples, okay? It's bad enough. It's like being a waiter and working Valentine's Day, and everybody's a couple, and it sucks, okay? They all suck. Now, all of you in couples, great. Glad for you. Don't want to be a part of it. Okay, don't want to hear you talking over dinner. Don't want to watch you on my TV, you know, when you're supposed to be cleaning the deck.
How is it that Pete and Lara's voicemail are the best couple on this show at this point? How is that? How did that work out?
Well, we don't know because Pete got fired, so Pete is still, I think he says one thing today. Like, the car's here. Or like he says one little thing, but we don't know whatever happened to Pete. He's gone, and rightly so. Later,
I think he's on OnlyFans, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I think I heard that he's doing OnlyFans, which is horrifying.
And to any of you paying to watch Pete jerk off, shame on you, okay?
Yeah, shame. At least invest in Bruno. Bruno at least had like a great body, you know? I mean, Pete's muscular, but if you're going to do OnlyFans, give it to Bruno, not to Pete. Or just someone else entirely.
Or yeah, just you don't never do know. It. I mean, it's Below Deck. They could have a whole section on OnlyFans.
I know.
As the years
they
go
really
on.
Could. Yeah. They do have a fun history with OnlyFans and porn stardom, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. Okay, so here we are, last day of charter. And guess what? Something super exciting to bring news of. Justin Robert fighting, guys.
No.
Okay.
So the episode opens up with basically an extreme close-up of Rob's shoulder, because he's standing right in front of the camera, and Jess is in her bathroom. They're in the bunk, you know? And so she's like, you said a few times, I'm out of here, I'm not doing this. That's a passive-aggressive threat of leaving the relationship. Yes, Jess, you were correct, and therefore you should leave the relationship, because you shouldn't be dealing with someone who gives you passive-aggressive threats about leaving your relationship. Move on! MoveOn.org.
And also, it's not passive-aggressive, it's actually leaving the relationship. Saying I'm out of here. Okay, so there's nothing passive aggressive about that.
It's just aggressive, yeah. Actually.
It's just stating I'm out of here. I'm sick of this relationship. So then we get one of Rob's very spiritual relationships, and this is why you should never date anybody who's spiritual like this, because they're full of shit. Yeah. Okay, she's like, I'm so used passive aggressive, and he's like, that's maybe from your past, and I'm telling you, I don't want to deal with that petty shit. That's on you. I've spent enough energy trying to convince somebody I love them. I'm exhausted. I've reached a point where I've started to question Molly.
Yeah, this is, by the way, this is how fuckboys work, okay? They come on strong because they want to get you into bed, okay? And then they do that. They're happy. They tried it out. It was fun for them. And now he wants to move on. But the way a fuckboy works is, instead of saying, listen, that was fun, I just really only wanted to have sex with you, which is admittedly cruel, what they do is then they start to gaslight you, make you crazy. And then when you act crazy, they say, this is just too much work. It's exhausting. I don't know if I can do this anymore. It's going too fast. I don't know. I mean, it's classic. It's textbook what he's doing.
It is, but Jess is also nuts. Like, I can't...
True. That's a whole other issue, though.
I can't pick sides in this relationship. They're both annoying the fuck out of me at this point.
I still pick Jess's side. Jess has her own issues, which I think I will probably opine on later in the episode when, you know, she really exhibits them more. But right now, this to me is a classic Rob fuckboy line of bullshit passive aggression, and I just felt like calling it out because it's fun too.
So she goes, she's like, woo, and then he goes, knock knock, David, I'm in. And David's like, you mean the crossing?
Yes, David, the crossing, goddammit, what do you think I'm talking about? How many times have I fucking knocked on your door, stupid? That's on you, all right? You're giving me the feelings right now, David. All right, don't make me so go you're... into myself, David. Don't get in my head.
So you're in to sail across the Atlantic?
No. I said I'm in to play Animal Crossing with you. What's wrong with you?
So, hey, Malia, we're leaving at 9:15, and guess what? You're putting on the fire truck hat today. You are going to drive the fire truck, Malia, okay? Happy birthday, little tank.
So, Malia gets to take the yacht out of the deck. And she's like, you know what? Captains don't have to do these things, and I can't thank her enough for that. Now, my question is this. Have we consulted with Miss Maritime Law? Is this allowed? Is the bosun allowed to be operating the ship? Is this allowed? Because I know, for instance, that when I was like 13, my dad let me sit on his lap and I could like drive the car. But I don't think I would be allowed to do that on a road. Okay? So as long as we're talking about maritime law, I reserve the right to get myself riled up right now for no really good reason. But for the sake of riling
you're
myself
all
up
fine
on this point.
Hey, listen, it's Norma here, Colin. I heard you had Malia driving the boat. You're out of here.
Hey, Norma. So I fired myself, so you're going to have to replace me with a new me. Okay? Bye.
Aisha is dealing with the guests. She's like, good morning. And they want to take a shot with the crew, but probably not going to happen because...
Not going to happen.
Maritime law. That's it.
Maritime law has an eye on the bar, okay?
What if someone tripped on a stairway, okay? What if someone tripped on a stairway?
What if someone were walking and were a little unsteady and their shoulder went up against the wall a little bit and maybe they kind of scraped a little bit or just maybe their shirt snagged on something? You know, these are the things we have to think about, okay? Hmm. So Tom goes up to the crow's nest, and he's like, oh, Malia, what the hell are you doing? In the galley, we don't have autopilot chefs. And she's like, sure you do, Thomas. It's called a microwave. How dare you? How dare you say that? Okay, I don't microwave anything. I don't microwave anything. What's next? Am I supposed to poach some, fry something after I poach? Is that what you're saying, Malia? Is that what you're saying, Malia? I won't stand for it, mother.
So the chef has made a special today for breakfast. So Bugsy's like, do you want the chef special with your chickpea stew? Well, chickpea stew and eggs Benedict. And Z's like, I'm definitely going Benny, whites only, no mushrooms, no tarragon. I will fucking kill somebody over a tarragon. She's like, right. I've got a very large order. I don't think the chickpea stew came off too well, Tom.
Yeah, I don't think anyone ordered it, right? So then we see a quick shot of Jess trying to do laundry. She's down on the floor and she's trying to put like a towel up in the dryer above her, and it just like lands back on her face. I was like, that's a good metaphor. Yeah. Her experience on the show.
And it's the last episode, so every time something happens, it cuts to one of the crew members talking about their lives, like, deeply.
Yeah.
And so first up is Bugsy. She's like, having to gain the respect of the crew was challenging, but I'm proud of the interior. We've come a long way. There's definitely an expiration date on yachting, though. Eventually, I'm going to look at my barrettes, settle, and down. I feel like Peter Pan in a girl's body right now. I'm not ready to grow up. How dare you? Peter Pan is a girl's body, okay? You want to go say that to Sandy Duncan? I fucking dare you.
Thank you. Thank you. I won't grow up. I'll only make tablescapes.
So Alex comes up to the bridge. He's like, I don't feel safe with Captain Sandy. Come on, what are you driving?
Yeah, he's all full of jokes this episode. Later on, you'll see he debuts a big joke where he walks up to someone to get the, he's like, all right, I'll see you later, and he gives like a handshake. He's like, ah, just kidding, it's a hug, okay. So this is like the foreshadowing of when his like hammy jokes begin.
Fell for it. You fell for it.
I don't feel safe. Ah, just kidding. Let's have a hug.
So Rob is telling him, him and Malia, he's like, well, I think I might do the crossing. Animal Crossing? What fucking crossing do you think I'm talking about? God damn it.
Oh, you gotta see KK Slider. He has great music. I don't know who that is.
He's like, you know what? I think you should do that, but I don't want to be involved in any of this, all right? I don't want to be involved in any of this, all right? And so Rob's like, well, I want to do it. It would give us a 2-week break. But I don't want to hurt Jessica. We should go out and enjoy ourselves and I'll tell her tomorrow. Like, wait, you just, listen, okay? Chris told you, don't tell me you're going to do the crossing if you're not going to do the crossing.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to have to jump through all these hoops to get you on the crossing. And what did you do?
Exactly.
You just told him that you're going to do the crossing and you're not even sure if you're going to do the crossing.
I mean. I know. That's, Rob is infuriating. Infuriating. This is why... I'm more on Jessica's side, because he's like this throughout his entire life, not just with Jessica, you know? So, he's doing this thing of like, I just want to go out and enjoy myself. I'm like, Rob, are you capable of experiencing joy? You are the most serious person this show has ever seen.
Yeah. So, Z is telling Hannah, the guest Hannah, obviously, they're eating, and she's like, well, if you guys have things to do, you don't have to just sit here and wait for me just because it took my food so long to come out.
I thought it was really going to lead to something, but it never did.
Yeah, they're just like, look, he's complaining about something. And then we go to Aisha and Alex joking around about smells.
Yeah, Aisha comes down the staircase and she goes, hi, poopy bum! And then she, like, I guess pokes him in the ass, and then he just starts pant laughing. He starts like, I was like, that microphone's really picking up a lot of noises.
He's like, what are you going to use, a microwave? She's like, yeah, I'd love to use the microwave. Well, all right then, use the microwave then. She's like, you know, I'm so done with yachting now. I've spent so much of my life putting energy into people I don't even know. And then to expound on that, they got to her going, do you want this microwave now? And he's like, yeah, that's why I have food in the microwave. It's like, man, I don't blame her for leaving yachting.
I believe we call that the chef's autopilot, not the microwave.
It's the chef's Norma there. Okay.
Yeah. So now the ladies are in the kitchen, the guest ladies, and they're like, but Tom, everything was so wonderful. Thank you so much. And we can just really tell that you just had a real calm head about, you know, serving us food. Thank you so much. It's like, oh, not a problem. Not a problem at all. I wasn't... Not at all did I ever throw anything in the bin. Not at all. Even when I burnt it to a crisp and disappointed mother. I never threw anything in the bin and I was...
I was proud of him for not throwing a pan at their head and telling him to get the fuck out of his galley. So
I was very proud of that, too.
He's really like, I've never had so much stress in 2 weeks. I mean, saying I'm going to quit, you know what that is? That's psychologically taking control. People say, I don't need this fucking job. God damn it, potatoes in the bin. But of course you do need this job, because you have a mortgage and 2 cats, probably. So you do. You do need this job. God damn potatoes.
All right, Tom. Well, thank you so much. We're going to step out of your kitchen. It's a galley! It's a galley, not a kitchen! I'm just regaining control.
Yeah. So Captain and Malia are talking about her plans for the future. Malia and Tom are going to go work together some more. That's a glutton for punishment right there.
Yeah.
And then Rob in the galley with Jess and Aisha, and it's really quiet. Like, everyone's so stressed out. So he just leaves. Yeah. And Aisha's like, how are you going, Jess? And she's like, oh, fab, darling.
So one last docking. And Alex, it's time for Alex's moment of introspection, which is, you know, this deck team has been like on a roller coaster this season. It's like the Sox in 2003, right? Malia's been a great leader, and she's a friend for life now, okay? It's like fucking TB12 and Gronk, you know, lifetime friends, even if they go to Tampa Bay, which is where I'm going after this is done. They're lifetime friends. That's me and Malia's, you know what I'm saying?
You know what Malia is? A shitty leader. Just kidding. Just kidding. You fell for it.
Hey, producer, put it there. Ah, just get it. Let's get a hug. Let's have a hug.
So it's another docking scene, but guess what, guys? It's different because now there's a sailboat and there's different lines coming from the sailboat to the boat. I got a sailboat. Make your way to the fenders, port quarter 8 feet, one fenders, ground porter line, quip 15 feet, lights on the feet on the lights, light on the feet, crank, five shellers.
By the way, fuck this sailboat with their like. This sailboat was like basically manspreading in the
it
port.
Was.
I was like, excuse me.
It was manspreading. I mean,
I'm like, I don't know how you're supposed to put down the ground lines, and I'm sure what they did was normal. But why have we never had an issue with ground lines ever in the history of Below Deck until this sailboat? I believe that they manspread those ground lines, and I'm like, could you just like. Can you control your ground lines for a second, sailboat?
For real, dude. It was like this skinny little boat, like, trying to take up the entire ocean with its lines.
I know. I'm like, stop that. There's a fucking huge yacht coming through. You know what I'm saying? And you got a man spread with your ground lines. I'm like, someone should just go in there and cut that ground line and then see what the sailboat has to say about it.
Well, let me tell you, if I run over this ground line, not only am I running over that line, then it could get twisted with my line, and then I'm damaging 2 boats. Oh, Jesus. What are we going to do? Kick stern to port. Oh, God. Fog. Roll
on
the
dog. Oh, no. Ground line. And we made it in.
Great job, everyone. Teamwork makes the dream work. Closing the window now. Bye, stupid fucking window. Hope you die.
Then Bugsy goes up to Tom and is like, so, are you proud of your lady docking us? And he's like, yes, it's quite cool. Perhaps I'd be a little bit more proud of her if she didn't ruin all my potatoes in the bin. Oh, I guess that was you, Bugs.
It was actually funny because she's like, you're proud of your lady? And he goes, yeah, she docked again. Look at that. Almost like it's her job, doing it over and over again. Have you ever tried to make Chilean sea bass look exactly the same 97,000 times?
Bugsy, makes me ask you a question. Are you proud of the time that you dropped my food on the floor?
So then Malia's like, I hope to be an inspiration to females who don't take medication. We can do the jobs that are male jobs. And I didn't even know what yachting was a couple of years ago, but now I want to be the captain.
Well, that's what I love to hear about from my captains. I didn't even know about this boat until about 3 months ago when I was on a TV show. Now I'm driving it. So so now we have some last fun and games. Z is taking a pic with Sandy's binoculars, sort of illegally. And then Hannah, not Hannah, but Hannah. Hannah, by the way, is about to give birth.
Dude,
I just saw
for real.
On IG.
Yeah, she's about to have a baby. Did you see her photo shoot where she like took a pregnancy photo shoot or whatever?
Yeah.
And she's wearing like a big feathered, I think it's feathered. Mm-hmm. It's like a big feathered gray. I just love that she's just embracing it. She's like, I'm going to be in a nest. I'm literally in a nest. I'm a bird in a nest right now.
Listen, honey, we're going to take this photo and we get the honey out of my honey belly. Okay, honey.
That baby's going to come out like, honey.
Oh, no. Ooh, that if that baby even tries to have a tantrum, it's gonna get the double honey fingers. Honey, you better stop crawling, honey.
I wish the captain and her were on good terms so the captain could just be there going, are we gonna snip the line? Snip the line.
So then Hannah, the guest, is getting the crew to sign her cast because she's got a cast on her arm, from her parkour accident that she had pre-show. And now all the crew to the deck to say goodbye. All the crew to the deck.
And then, let's see, final tip meme. They're basically like, bye. I jumped from buildings onto boats, from boats to buildings and buildings to boats. Okay, thanks. Here's some money. Bye, Rob. Call me Rob.
He's just like, bye. I love you guys. Take me with you.
Tom's like, do you want to go with them, loser? Just go ahead.
Loser. So final tip meeting / graduation at the Pembroke Middle School of Illinois.
So gosh, welcome to your final hug meeting, okay? This is a meeting where I compare you to a type of wind and hug you and print things off my Photoshop, okay? Now listen, I had to pay $9.99 to use this for a month. This is not some trial Photoshop, okay? This is actual Photoshop.
It actually worked out well because we had ordered some fresh halibut for Tam and they brought me this thick cardboard paper instead. So I said, hey, why not use it?
I'd like to thank Norma, who still has a printer. Thank you, Norma, for being one of the only people in the world who still got a printer. Okay, let's get to this. Now, we made it. It's a final charter. I just loved hearing you guys on dock hugging. You weren't fighting, which is such a beautiful thing. You know, when I started the season, most of you know, I wanted it to end with the same crew. Unfortunately, had to fire everybody and hire people that Malia liked. But, you know, here we are. That's a perfect world.
It's not life. And you know what? I think interior for me has been beyond, above and beyond. And that's why I felt comfortable enough to leave this yacht to go use Norma's Apple IIe to print out these certificates on PrintShop, okay?
You guys have not only been above and beyond, you have been Bed Bath and Beyond. So I'd like to thank you for that, okay? Now, who rules the world? Girls do, okay?
Maritime law does, okay? And don't you forget. So you got $20,000 each. And for this season, that's $171,000, which means that about 14,000 for each of you guys. So, you know, you could put that in for a down payment on a home in the woods that's made of chopsticks. So
I know. Where is she from? Where is she from that's a down payment on a house? And can I live there? Maybe, do they have room for people a car there?
So while you guys were out doing whatever it is you guys do last night, I guess you were working. I spent the evening in my cabin and I came in to my heart about what I feel for this crew, and I thought, let me compare you to the Beaufort wind scale, okay? Because I farted and I thought, wow, I just broke wind. And I said, breaking wind.
I broke the scale, if you will. So, okay, let's start with Jess. Jess, you're a 2. A light breeze. You're always smiling with a can-do attitude. And she's like, thanks.
Have you seen her in the laundry room going, You're just like a little breeze that blows in from who knows where, and you say, hey, I didn't know it was windy today. And there you are.
Jess, you're a number 2, okay? Light breeze. So, Rob, you know what I never had to do with you? Worry, okay? Unless it was on the crying scale. Now, Beaufort's crying scale, you're a 10, because I was always worried. Is Rob crying right now? But we're not talking about that. We're talking about wind. And actually, now that I think of it, you are the only person who actually has farted so far this season. So maybe you could get the 2, but I can't have Norma reprint these certificates right now. So I'm going to keep you at a 0, okay?
You're windless. If Bette Midler were here, you would not be under her wings.
Whoops, Barbara Hershey just died.
She would not
just die
off
again.
The ground.
Okay.
You are. If the band Kansas were here, if they were scattering dust everywhere, it would just land on the ground. There would be no dust in the wind.
You know what? You're so zero that Marilyn Monroe would still be alive because there would be no wind for the candle, okay? Wouldn't be candle in the wind. It would just be candle, okay?
Let me tell you something. Mr. Toad would be mighty confused because he'd be like, look, these willows, they're just sort of standing there. It's no wind. But you know what, though? You know what, though? Finally, we should get Jordan Sparks in here, okay? Because now she can finally get the answer to that question. How is she supposed to breathe with no air, okay?
Now, listen, I'm glad Pocahontas isn't on this boat. We wouldn't have to, we'd have to go over the colors of the wind, okay? It would be a lot harder. But all right, let's get to Tom. Tom, you're a 10, okay? You're a whole Gale. And by Gale, I mean Gale from Top Chef.
Oh, wow. Way to go, Tom. You really galed it up. Hi, I'm here too.
You demand excellence. You're creative. You never forgot to feed the crew. I mean, that's Colin doing the minimum. But you're doing the minimum, yeah. At a number 10. R.I.P. Potatoes. Am I right, guys?
I'm not saying I had to really get creative with my compliments just to say one good thing about you. But again, I'll reiterate, you never forgot to feed the crew. So I guess that counts as being super windy.
Oh, Tom, you got out of bed. Good for you, 10 Wind. Okay.
The best part about a hurricane is that people always get fed.
Aisha, you're a 5. You know, in some people's minds, that means mediocre. But here, it means a fresh Febreze, okay? You're kind, you're confident, you're gentle. Everyone uses a fresh Febreze every time you come out of your number 2. So, you know, I know I'm getting my numbers confounded here, but we're very happy to have you back, Aisha, okay?
Aisha, you're sort of like... You're that sort of wind where you say, should I put a little rock down on my piece of paper? And then you do, and you say, that was a good choice. Thanks, Aisha.
And Aisha's like, thank you, that's what we've been talking about! Because last season, Aisha, when they said, what's your highs and lows? Aisha, right in front of Captain Sandy at the final dinner, was like, well, my low was interior not getting as much praise as they should.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Alex, so you're a Beaufort 8, okay? You're a fresh Gale. You're just right, like you went to the supermarket and they just put out the Gales and you said, I want that fresh Gale right now. You're a tried and true team player and you're still trying to figure out Bugsy, so, you know.
That'll never happen.
Oh, maybe you went down to a 7, okay? Because you know what they always say about a strong Gale? It's a team player. It really is. Knocks over boats, but it does it for the other gales.
All right, Bugs. Now, Bugs, you're a 9, which is also a strong gale. Not as strong as a 10, okay? So am I saying you're too mean? Like Tom, you're very close to Tom's gale. Getting confused on my own Beaufort scale. But I will say this. The queen of theme. That's what you are. What's the best win for themes? I'm going to say a hurricane. Nope. You know what? I'm going to replace that. You're a tornado. Okay, that's a wind. Everybody knows what a tornado is. A tornado has a theme. Bugsy, you're a 9.
You know what, Bugsy? You're sort of like, you know when you're walking and it's the fall, there's some leaves and then the leaves start blowing around in a circle and you're like, hey, it's like a tornado, but very small and forgettable and it's only bothering a few leaves. That's what you are.
You know what you are, Bugs? You're a butterscotch candy. Okay, you know how you think, I hate butterscotch, but then an old lady gives you one in passing and you don't want to be rude so you eat it and you think, gosh, that's much better than I remembered. That's you, Bugs. Congrats. You're a 9 on the butterscotch wind scale. Okay.
Hey, Bugs, have you ever sat on an airplane and you get kind of hot, so you're like, oh, let me take this fan and let me open up the vent and blow it on my face, and you do it, but then when you put your hand down, you don't feel it, and you're like waving your hand around, be like, where did that wind go? I know it's up there. And so you rearrange it a few times, and then you sort of feel it, and you're like, I know there's a wind here, and I know it's blowing strongly. I just don't feel it, but I trust that it's there. That's what you are.
You go above and beyond, and you lead by barrettes, and I appreciate that. So, Malia... Yeah. Malia, you're also a number 9. Now, I know that may sound like Bugsy's number 9, but you're not the kind of number 9 that is an air thing in an airplane. You're not the kind of number 9 that, you know when you're trying to dry your hands in a bathroom and they've got a little sensor under it, and then you pass it, and then before you even put your hands under it, it starts going, and you're saying, what are you saying? I've got wet hands? Well, you're saying that, yes, I do have wet hands. And I want to thank you for pointing that out. Okay, Malia?
You know, Malia, have you ever seen two buildings that are built sort of next to each other in a weird way, and then when you walk through them, it suddenly gets really windy, and you say, where did that wind come from, and why is it so strong? It must be these buildings. That's what you are. You're a really random wind tunnel.
You're such a strong wind tunnel that you can dial the police. Congratulations.
So then Tom tells us,
you literally threw somebody under a bus. I mean, that's how strong you are of a wind.
That's a
okay?
great wind. You, most winds blow things over buses. You actually blew something under it. It's like you found a cardboard box that had been folded up and ready to get recycled. You know, someone actually took the time to make it flat, and then you said, I'm gonna blow that right under a bus, and that's what you did. Blew
it was kind of like
right
the Wizard
there.
Of Oz, but instead of a house, you threw a bus on top of someone. Okay. So I'd also like to say hi to Hannah's legs sticking up from under that bus. Hey, Hannah's legs, you're still fired. Okay, who's next?
Pete, you're some sort of wind, but you were fired, so we don't get to see what it is, but you're a fart. You're basically a fart.
You're on the Beauford way too rapey for my taste scale. Okay.
And could you send this certificate? Could you give this certificate to Lara? She's she's just a draft on a cold day, and you don't know where it's coming from, but you gotta put on a sweater, and you're not in the mood to.
Even though every window is all the way closed, you're still cold. So thanks, Lara, wherever you are.
Okay, I'll take it. Okay.
Oh, gosh. So then she's like, and good news, I'm joining you for dinner.
Yeah, she loves saying that.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
Big news. Peacock, the streaming service from NBC Universal, is home to your favorite reality shows.
You just go to peacocktv.com for free full seasons of Chrisley Knows Best, Below Deck, Southern Charm, American Ninja Warrior. Whoa!
I mean, come on, people. We are a podcast that specializes in Bravo. So if you want to watch your Real Housewives, your Vanderpump Rules, your Top Chef, I mean, I don't even know what else I have to tell you, okay?
Okay? You can watch all these shows from the very beginning, which is very different because they haven't always been available, so it's really great to have this now. And they have hundreds of hit movies, thousands of episodes of your favorite shows, current shows, timeless classics, timely updates included. Okay!
All right, you know what? Watch for free or upgrade for more on your TV, tablet, or phone, okay?
Go to peacocktv.com to download and start streaming now. Whoa!
Ben's commercial.
So now Jess goes and meets up with Sandy in her office afterwards, and she's like, I really appreciate what you said. Like, my whole life I've been like a kid. You know, I've been kind of like told the opposite of everything you've complimented me on, and like, I'm just like glad you saw that. I was eager to learn and like needed direction, and I'm just like really happy you saw that. And Sandy's like, yeah, you were just eager to learn. I mean, when you weren't banging your wrist or head or legs into things and going to the hospital.
I didn't, I didn't know the kind of wind that's like a broken wrist. Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know the stubbed finger wind. So I just went with it, Jess. Okay, stop crying. Why did the people in a relationship, it's like Jess and Rob have both come to her crying, trying to hint. I feel like they want Captain to be like, tell me about all your relationship problems. But she doesn't. She's just like, listen, Jess, you are gracious and kind. I don't know why anyone would think you're an idiot. Okay. Put down the iron. The iron's not even ringing. Okay, it's not ringing. Put it down.
Okay. Oh. Okay. You got your hand caught behind the couch for some reason. Okay. We'll have to call in David.
How'd you stub your finger on the couch anyway?
I don't know how you stub your toe when you're just fully seated and not moving, but I guess you did. And Sandy's like, look. I got kicked out in 11th grade. I didn't go to college. And look, here I am. Controlling an enormous seafaring vessel.
So Jess is like, well, I definitely have issues pleasing my mother. And like, it feels like Captain Sandy is noticing all the work that I've done on my qualities. Ooh. And so they hug. And she's like, we're going to have dinner tonight, idiot.
I know. Right? I like that you said that as if that's like reassuring. She's like, I just want to thank you. We're going to have dinner tonight.
Thank me then.
Okay.
You know what? Do this over dessert. Okay.
So basically, Jess has massive approval issues, which is why every time she and Rob get into a fight, she always comes crawling back because she ultimately just needs his approval.
Well, I think it's also why she was a bingo caller, because that was one of her jobs. And that is like literally doling out approval, you know, and also denying approval. It's like all about approval, that job, you know.
It really is.
Wrong card. So now, sorry. Can we check that card? Let's check that card. Sorry, Marge.
It's a very strange and specific way to deal with your mommy issues. So now they're washing down the boat, and Bugs is just, she's just telling the girls to bag up all the sheets and everything. And Alex is trying to sneak a kiss from Bugs, but Bugs won't let him. Oh, they're cute little awful romance.
Yeah. So Aisha is talking to Jess, and she's like, have you been screaming secretly the whole time, Jess? And Jess is like, I've been screaming, but I don't think it's secretly. You know, like, I've just been screaming. And she's like, do you want to scream now? You want to scream? Come on, let's just scream.
No, don't. I don't like screaming. It's irritating.
Besides, I don't feel like screaming. I'm happy. And Jess is like, well, I don't think tonight's going to end up very well, so that should be fun. It's like, oh, God. You're, like, planning to wreck everybody's night.
Yes. God. Yes. So now is when we get to segue a little bit into now. For me, I went in on Rob. I will continue to go in on Rob, but now I'm going to start going in on Jess a little bit because now it's nighttime. Everyone's excited for their last night out, and Rob, like Cyndi Lauper, just wants to have fun, okay? He's like, I'm going to get pissed. And she's like, which I think he meant to say, like, pissed drunk.
Yeah, ooh, that's what it means. Know.
Right, hello. But usually, when it comes to Rob and Jess, if you say, I'm going to get pissed, it usually means I'm looking forward to getting into an argument, right? So now, Jess starts doing this, the needy thing, which she should have more self-respect for herself, for and not do this. She's like, are we good? Are we good? He's like, yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. So he is blowing her off, clearly, but she's also being really needy, and she should just be like, fuck this guy. I am amazing and smart. I don't need this aloof motherfucker modeling, you know? So he does this whole thing of like, I just want to have fun and not be serious for a bit. I'm like, don't say you want to have fun and say it in the most serious way possible. Like, I just don't believe you want to have fun if you're speaking that seriously.
Yeah, it's like, I just don't want to be serious for a bit. And she's like, well, we can just be single tonight. And he goes, what? He's all mad. She goes, yeah, we can be single tonight. Like, I mean, you're shutting me down. I want to have fun. He's like, girl, you do you, girl. All right, you do you.
Now, can we talk about this for a moment? So when she says, well, we can just be single tonight, first of all, I don't think she should have said it because it was passive aggressive and she should just be direct about how she feels and what she wants from him, right? Instead of playing mind games. But that being said, I interpreted it as her being sarcastic or sardonic, right? And so he then takes it and runs with it. And I just love the fact that he wants to have fun while taking this one thing she says very, very seriously.
Well, you know, they're both... I've get frustrated like going too far into their fights because it doesn't even matter what it is. They will just always fight. They're just that couple who's like fighting, and then you try and get involved, and the second you get involved and say you should leave him, then she makes up with him, and then you're the asshole for saying, you know, you didn't support her relate. You know, I've just been through it so many times with both boys and girls as my friend. I'm just like over it. So they start this and I'm just like, done with both of you. Okay, you said go be single, so now you're gonna, of course,
yeah, I'll live with it.
Yeah, you know, now you're gonna be all pissed off all night. So
then they get into the vans, they get into separate vans, and Jess is, of course, is now scowling and pissed. She's like, I'm just so fucking over it. I just want to have one good fucking night, and you have to be a weirdo. I'm like, well, you shouldn't have said let's be single tonight. Don't say that.
I'm
not saying that
just
that would have
ruining
fixed
everybody
it,
but... else's fucking time. Like, you guys are so selfish. Like, everybody else worked all season two, and now even their last night is ruined because you two have to cry to everybody about your relationship. It's just so gross and egotistical, you know? Like,
and be
find all you want on your own time, but don't ruin my night. I'm getting a free dinner and drinks. Shut up. Nobody wants to hear it.
Exactly. And like, I say be petty too. If he's going to go out there and flirt with women in front of you, you go and you do revenge flirting as well. Don't stand there and sulk. Like, that's like, just lean into pettiness. Be okay with it.
So Rob in the other van is like, well, I said let's have fun, and she said let's be single. And then I stopped for a moment and looked into the light, dourly, because I used to be a model.
Knowing that's her intention for this evening, it just affirms that I should be going on the crossing and not Bali. I'm like, okay, you are now... He was just waiting for one little stupid remark from her that he was going to latch onto and then use that as excuse for all of his behavior. And again, she shouldn't have said it in the first place because he was going to do this, so she shouldn't have said it. It was a stupid thing to say. She should have been honest with how she felt. But that being said, of course Rob is going to take that and run with it. Just... classic fuckboy.
So then they arrive at the restaurant, and the next scene is just Aisha walking around going,
oh, it's so pretty. Look at the table. It's so pretty.
Half of Majorca was like climbing under tables. They thought it was like they thought they were being attacked. They're like the air raid sirens were up.
And so then Bugs is like, all right, I want to sit there. So, Jess, you sit next to Rob. And she's like, that just got awkward.
Yeah. And so Rob and Jess just start staring at each other angrily, like, I'm hurt. I'm in my head. I'm hurt. I'm in my head.
Coming up in just a moment on Below Deck Mediterranean, who's farting?
Dun, dun, dun.
That's a Beaufort scale of 4. Okay, we didn't give that number out.
God, that fart just put the bow in Beaufort, right?
So basically the ladies are on one side of the table, boys are on the other, and then there's like this very pretty waitress taking orders, which I'm surprised Rob did not hit on. And then everyone's just like chatty, having a great time, and then Rob and Jess are just like smoldering at each other, all angry. He's like, I used to be a model. I'm giving you my model schmolder because I'm upset and deep.
This would make more sense if you imagined me in a pair of Calvin Kleins right now.
So Tom is telling the captain, I never knew this place existed. Look at that potato still on the plate. Bugsy must not work here.
Say, gosh, Tim. You're such a gift.
Yeah, he's like, well, I hope I didn't come across as rude or anything. Like, that was never my intention. You know, when I was yelling and cursing and throwing a cookie sheet across the kitchen, I was never my intention to be rude. I was just expressing myself.
Oh, Tom, it's just stress. Listen, I've been a yacht captain for a long time. Yacht chefs, you know, they have to adapt, and it's very stressful. And you did it, Tom. You did it. We've only got about 97 bent pans now, but you know it was worth it. Are we going to have to get a bigger cookie sheet cabinet? Probably. But you know what? That's for the next captain to deal with. Cheers.
You know what? Yacht chefs are the best chefs in the world. They're like Beaufort 6, which happens to be my favorite kind of wind, okay? Because they adapt, okay? You didn't really adapt, but, you know, other ones do.
Sorry, I thought you were at the end of your sentence. I was sitting here holding my breath. I was going,
no, it was totally appropriate. It was totally appropriate. Smell that sauce! I want Aisha to be on House Hunters, speaking of which. Well, this is house number 1. It was built on a marsh and only has 3 out of 4 walls, and the oven is on its side. Oh, it's so cute!
She would just choose all 3 houses.
I know. I don't know which one to pick.
So then
Ron Jeremy comes out to sing.
Yes, Ron Jeremy and his flamenco dancers. And Bugs is dancing around in her terrible Mrs. Roper outfit of the night. Yikes.
Yeah, and Jess is just, like, glaring at the flamenco dancer now. She's like, fucking bitch, hitting on Rob. I'm like, Jess, she's not hitting on Rob. She's just dancing.
I guess I need to get, like, a wooden board and some wooden fucking shoes.
So, but then when you see Rob, and he's pretty much, like, horned up by the flamenco dancer, he's like, I used to be a model. Did you know that, Madame Flamenca?
I used to do what you do, Madame Flamenca, except without the wooden shoes and the movement.
Yeah, and then Bugsy gets up there. She's like, I'm bringing the thunder! The flamenco dancer's like, die.
I love this crew. You know, it was just so hard losing Kiko.
You tortured him and then fired him. losing Hannah. You totally Maritime Lot her ass out of here. But then bringing back Bugs and Aisha, it was a challenge since day one. And when it came to being in front of the guests, they were a true charter crew. I'm just so grateful. Do you need anything else from me? I mean, I literally printed certificates today. Can I go home? I'm exhausted. Are we done?
Wait, let me just make one more toast. Cheers, everyone. You're the best. I love you all. And Aisha's like, yay!
So she leaves, and now the rest of the hellish night begins. So,
yeah.
They go to the elevator, and Jess is like, Rob, is something wrong? He's like, nothing at all. But you look like something's wrong. Nothing. Nothing is wrong. And then they get in the elevator, and Malia stays out of it. She's like, that's going to be a fun ride.
Yeah. Of course, she's the one who stinks up her own elevator. She goes and farts in her elevator and talk about a fun ride. Am I right? Am I right?
Tom's like, come on, who's farting? For fuck's sake!
You know, you eat with your nose first, okay? You taste with your nose. You've totally ruined it, Malia. You've totally ruined it.
And she's like, does anyone have a fresh pair of underwear? Ew.
Yeah, I know, Malia. So now they're at the club, and Aisha's like, oh, this is so exciting. And then Jess and Rob are like hugging, and he's like, I'm doing me like you're doing you. Know what I mean? In my head, in my head, in my head.
And she's like, well, if it was up to me, like, I'd be in your lap right now. And, like, you're totally cold-shouldering me. He's like, well, it's all on me, isn't it? It's always me. Every time it reverts back to me, it's tiring. I'm going to stare straight ahead and get teary-eyed.
I'm like, it's not tiring for you to hold your girlfriend's hand, okay? That's not tiring. It's actually very easy. And if it is tiring for you, then just leave her. Okay, and don't fuck with her emotions. And Jess, you leave him. You leave him.
So Aisha is telling Alex that Jess was crying, and Alex is like, yeah, I would do the same thing. Ah. And then Rob and Jess again. She's like, oh, I'm just confused. Like, what happened? Like, when did this happen? He's like, you were the one who said, let's be single. She's like, I didn't say that. I said, you want to be single. He's like, no, you didn't use that. Let's be single. No, I didn't.
Yeah, she says, well, I said, is that what you want? And then we see a flashback of her saying, we can be single tonight. We can be single tonight. So then she's like, you're like my mom. It doesn't matter what I do. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. It will never make you happy. Jess, please. This is a bad, if you're having mommy issues with your boyfriend, that's really bad. Yeah. That's really bad.
And he's like, well, I'm going to stay and then you can go to Bali. And she's like, I knew you didn't want to go. You're just looking for a reason not to go. He's like, come on, everybody. Let's cheers as I cry. And so she storms off. And then he's like meditating. He's like, I'm a spiritual person. I shall now meditate in the middle of a club.
I know. And then we go to commercial. It goes, coming up. And there's this baby goat. Ah! I'm like, what? And can we get the baby goat as a cast member instead of Rob? That'd be great. Thanks.
Yeah, just get two baby goats and get Rob and Jess off the fucking boat. I'm over it.
I would love it if, like, they just had two baby goats that were on the crew. Yeah. That's amazing.
So Aisha's like, what just happened? And he just keeps his eyes closed. He's like, meditating.
I'm in my head. So
I'm the model llama. The model llama.
By the way, Rob is totally the sort of person who would get caught up on Nexium, right? Like, he's totally the one who's like, I learned about all my limitations. So Jess storms off to a bathroom. So then Bugsy goes after her. I don't know why. Bugsy is under no obligation. Bugsy's still at that age where she thinks she has to do this, okay? Because Jess goes off and she's like, jeez. Jeez, it's me, it's Bugsy. Jeez, did you finish the laundry? Jeez. And of course, Jess isn't opening the door. So while this is happening, a fire dancer comes out, which means that Bugsy missed the entire fire dancer because she was going after Jess. Stupid.
I love that the bathroom was behind library book doors, you know, like hidden doors. Maybe Jess never even made it there. I have no proof that Jess even made it to that bathroom.
No. I'm sorry Rob didn't follow, because Rob would have been turned on. She's going to the bathroom behind books. She's intelligent.
I love a brilliant woman.
So yeah, the fire dancer, and Rob goes,
it got really warm right now.
It's fire, Rob.
And Aisha, of course, is like, I mean, her mind has been blown so many times now. She's like, whoa! Yeah. And then the fire dancer, he puts the fire in his mouth. She goes, whoa! Stop!
So then everybody starts dancing. And dun, 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 the producers are evil. Because guess who's here? It's all the moms from the charter, including yes. Hannah. The producers are like, we're desperate. Hannah, please go semi-hit on Rob, please. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. So, ooh, my stomach is growling. If you hear that, that's my stomach reacting to Rob. My stomach's like, rrr. So
that was Jessica's spirit when I said the word Hannah. She's like,
could you hear my stomach?
No.
Or no? Okay. Well, either way, it's a natural thing. It's what the body does. So Bugsy and Alex are like flirting, and Bugsy's telling us that Alex has really grown on her, and no one really cares.
Yeah, no one cares.
So then we see Rob and Hannah talking, and Hannah's like, oh my God, you have to smell my shoes. You have to smell my shoes. They don't smell at all. They don't smell at all. You want to smell them. You want to smell them. I'm like, what sort of flirting is this?
Yeah, she's like, I'm wearing Melissa's shoes, and they totally don't smell. You should smell them. And he smells them. He's like, that is amazing. I told you. So you're not sweating. Oh, my God. You know what? You have a beautiful soul.
Yeah, so do you. That's why we connect. 100% authentic. I have to stay true to myself.
Then he just cuts to Jess watching, be like, it's fucking bullshit. And it is. What is Rob's song? He has to stay true to himself. What is his self? Himself. Like, what is... What does Rob believe in? Okay. As far as I can tell, he's just like a model who talks in like fake psychobabble.
Yeah. So Hannah's like, Jess is talking to Malia. And Malia's like, oh God, don't worry about Hannah. She's married and he's just flirting. Let it go. I mean, it's nice when a guy can admire another woman, which is awkward because Tom cheated on Malia not long after. But
right. Jess... I'm sorry, Malia. This is not what you say. It's nice when a guy can admire another woman. And Jess is like, while ignoring the one he wants to be with. It's like, exactly.
And Rob is telling Hannah,
I like how you speak on such an authentic level.
It's like, thanks.
Why are you being naughty?
I'm not being naughty.
Yes, you are. Authentic. Ooh, yes. You're so authentic, naughty, authentic lady.
You have a thing on your lip right here. Ooh. I'm just being true to myself by telling you that. And he's just like following her around the club. So he's really going out of his way to show interest to this other woman while Jess is right there. So then we see Jess. At one point, there's like a guy who we only see him fleetingly, but he looked kind of hot. Doesn't mean that he necessarily deserves any attention from Jess, but I'm kind of like, Jess, you should play this game right back. Go like flirt with the hot guy because he's interested in you. And she's like, you know, instead she just stares at Rob and Hannah, and Rob and Hannah walk by at one point and she just throws her cigarette at them.
Yeah, and she tells Rob, I've glass in my shoe. And he goes, well, then you should take it off then. It's like, ooh, burn. So the ladies leave. And back in the vans, it's miserable. Just, these two have like made everything miserable, of course. And so Aisha has to ask. So she's like, what happened tonight? And just like, hell if I know. I mean, I'm like, oh, Jesus, Jess. The girls are like half-assed comforting her, like, okay, Jess, okay, you're okay. Everything is going to be okay. And she's like,
exactly.
Clearly, motherfucker, you have your demons and you damaged me.
It's like, that's true. But also, like, why are you, like, you've had, like, several times to see that he has demons and get out of it. Like, what about you? Why do you keep going back to this guy, Jess?
So
why?
They're so the same, though, because Rob's such a drama queen, too. So they're back at the dock now, and... Alex is wasted, and he's like, come on, bro. It doesn't matter what you want. Don't let someone manipulate you. And Rob's like, I appreciate you telling me straight, bro. And he just stands there, like, crying. So he looks up at the boat.
Crying. Yeah, and so then, and then Malia tells Rob that she thinks that Jess actually secretly loves him, and that you know, that Jess is heartbroken, you know? And of course, that wins over Rob, I think, ultimately, because he just loves pathos. God. But either way, they all get back onto the yacht, and everyone's getting back into bed, and Tom's in bed, and Malia Malia climbs up into the bed with Tom. He goes, "Your hand is ridiculously cold. It's ridiculously cold. Come on, we can't serve your hand to guests. It's too cold. It's too cold. It's been waiting out for too long."
Meanwhile, Jess is doing her normal thing now, that every time they come back, she just huffs around the boat, like waiting for Rob to chase her, and he never does.
No.
So in the morning, they're stuck in the bedroom together. I mean, the same room together. And Jess is like, "Do you know where the suitcases are? I mean, what did I even do to you? Is it worth this?" He's like, "No, the pain, it's caused damage. I need to do the crossing. I need to do it for myself. You're running. I'm telling you what I need. Go ahead, be more damaging. Go ahead, damage me further."
Yeah, because she's like, you're damaging to me. He's like, "That is a gift to feel. That is a gift." I'm like, okay, I mean, if anyone was on the fence, like, is Jess the worst one? Is Rob the worst one? I think that line seals it. "That's a gift to feel is a gift." I mean, come on. She goes, "Can you please? Can I just have a hug? Can you please stop? Can you please?" "To receive a hug, what a gift. What a gift."
He's like, "Please, let's just pack and get the fuck off this boat." She's like, "Yeah, okay, same." It's like, "Let's do it. But please don't do the crossing, please."
"I need to pack. I need to get off this boat. I'm in my head. Please. I need to unpack my head. I need to go. What a gift. What a gift to feel. What a gift to feel."
And then we get a commercial and we come back and it's still, "Don't do the crossing." Oh my God. Roll the credits on this fucking show. I'm going to kill somebody.
"I must see Tom Nook. I'm doing the crossing. I'm doing the crossing." So, you know, you'd get my Animal Crossing jokes a lot more if you played it, Ronnie. And I'm still resentful.
Not doing
all these months later. All these months later, you're not playing. Well, those jokes were all for the Animal Crossing people out there, okay? High five. Anyway, so now it's time for everyone to go. This is like the end of the real world seasons. So first is Alex, who's like, "All right, bye everyone. Just kidding. All right. Hey, put it there. Just kidding. All right, hugs.
He's like got tested in situations, but now he's positive. Okay, bye. So then Rob is smoking on deck, and Jess goes to say bye to Captain, I guess. And then Rob hugs Malia goodbye.
Ugh, and Rob is now that he's like done working, he's back to being like a soulful artist of whatever he is. So he's wearing this like ratty t-shirt with holes everywhere. Like, "Oh, it's just who I am. This t-shirt represents me. It's tattered and torn and damaged, but it's authentic and a model."
So Jess and Rob end up leaving together, and we find out that they do go to Bali together, and he doesn't do the crossing, which
is like, fuck you. Like, fuck you to David, as you mentioned earlier. Yeah. That's my first thought.
Lame.
Way to be unprofessional.
Lame. Both of you are lame. Get out. So then it cuts to Aisha going, "You've got to be kidding me."
So Aisha, she says goodbye to Sandy, and she's like, "Oh, thank you so much, Sandy, New Zealand." And Aisha really, you know, she's the one who winds up in the best situation here, because New Zealand has no coronavirus, and she just gets to be out there with the sheep living her life. So Aisha, you really won. You really did.
And then Bugs leave. Basically, this is everybody's leaving, right? So Bugs and Captain hug. And then we see the baby goat, which is like the best cast member of the season.
It's Lara. "I died and returned as a baby goat.
I call you not." So then Malia and Tom, you know, run off. Like, who cares?
It's just us, honey.
Bye,
just
losers. Us, honey. Bye, Beaufort losers.
Bye, crappy wind. So Sandy's like, "Well, I love how happy you are. And Malia, I want to help you get to that next step by doing a cameo where I try to out you. Okay? So look forward to that. Okay? You got a long career. Your long career ahead." And Malia's like, "Well, I got a long career ahead. Seize the limit. Huh?"
Oh, God. So then we see pictures. The captain gives her speech of like, "Wow. You know, everybody's so great." And then we see pictures of how everybody's doing now. And Aisha's at home doing like a pyramid with all of her friends. And Bugsy is a chief stew in the Bahamas with some kind of animal that is not that goat. So she's dead to me. Like, what more of a cry for help do you need? You chose the wrong person, goat.
That goat should have been there for Hannah, okay? Back then it would have been like, well, all right, goat, you're going to come with me, honey. Honey goat.
Yeah, we'd have like endless pictures of the baby riding the goat. Then Alex is
that goat would just boss around the other goats.
Yeah. The goat just stands there and stares at you with like somewhat squinted eyes.
Motherfucker.
So then Alex is a deckhand on a private yacht now, and Rob is a deckhand on a charter yacht in Florida.
It's exciting for him.
Jess is second stew at a private yacht in the Hamptons. Tom is a head chef of a 75-meter charter yacht. And Kiko is on a catamaran in Martinique. I think Kiko's winning this so far.
Kiko's doing great work. Although, I mean, Aisha's family pyramid, very convincing. It's a good... I don't know. She may have the edge.
Yeah. And Malia is a bosun / second officer on a 55-meter. And then Hannah, of course, is prego. Lego my prego, honey. And that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean.
Yes. Well, that was a real interesting season. What a weird season because, I mean, you had major cast shakeups. You had the second half of the season had to be re-edited. All sorts of weird things. But... you know what? We made it through, and in a few weeks, we got regular Below Deck coming back, which, honestly, I'm excited about just to see Captain Lee tell some charter, that's it, your charter ends now! So, I'm excited for that.
What does he say in the preview? He's like, ah, this fucking coronavirus, the world's shitting itself. So, something like... I don't know what he said.
Now, why isn't he doing our coronavirus briefings, okay? All right, let me tell you what's going on. We got a fucking pandemic. What else do you want? Stay inside, okay? Stay away from people. Do you know how pandemics are spread? By being with other fucking people, all right?
I threatened you with a plane ticket home, but that's too dangerous right now. So just stay in your cabin, idiot. Well, that brings us
anyway,
to the end. We sure love you, everybody. Thanks for being here. We will be back tomorrow with the Great British Baking Show on Netflix.
Oh,
and
yes.
Thursday is our first Real Housewives of Orange County of the season. And then we finish off the week this week with a very special surprise.
We have a special surprise on Friday, which will be real interesting. So we'll talk to you all later.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.